Welcome to Daily Chit Chat. I'm Richard.
I'm Audrey.
Let's talk about what's streaming.
What's not streaming?
What we like.
What we don't like.
And maybe some random things in between.
Likely lots of things in between.
All right, let's chit-chat. Yeah, so on Hulu, NBC, or whatever. Because I think now, no, there's just too much going on. NBC used to own Hulu, but now I think ABC, Disney owns Hulu. But
that sounds right. Or
but, yeah,
okay.
But yeah. But NBC still
NBC
puts
has Peacock, right?
Yes, exactly. They've made Peacock now, but they still put their stuff on Hulu. So I think you can watch The Thing About Pam on Hulu.
Oh.
And that's Renee. Yeah, it's based on a true story about a girl who actually is Pam. And the thing about Pam, Dateline did a story on her years ago. They were following this murder mystery and interviewed her, and they're like, something's off about Pam. And then it became a podcast called The Thing About Pam. And then they turned it into a fictionalized story based on the true story, based on the podcast, based on Dateline. The Thing About Pam.
So yeah. Several iterations.
Right. I think the TV show is pretty charming, though. I had it on kind of in the background because it has Renee Zellweger, it has Judy Greer, has a lot of actors that you know and love. And it was just, I mean, the story is compelling. That's the reason they're churning out all these different versions of it, because Pam is an odd character and they don't hide that from the start. Like a traditional murder mystery story would be, let's play it straight. Here are the suspects. Which one did it? Was it the husband? Was it the neighbor? Was it a suicide? Was it this? Was it that? Was it the other?
Right.
But this one says, no, there's a thing about Pam. So let's just concentrate on Pam. So you know from the beginning that there's something off about Pam.
Interesting.
But I guess it's still a compelling enough story to get you to watch it. And it's just funny because she's a character, but she's a real person. Like, if you listen to her actual police interviews and interviews with Dateline, yeah, you can hear it that she's just kind of wacky character.
Man.
But
nice.
So that's one that's kind of popular right now. They're doing a lot of those that are based on true stories, but they turn
real
it into
stories.
A fiction.
What was, there was one that kind of catapulted that. I don't know why I'm blanking on the name. That's so silly. But there was the one, it was one of the first, like, probably not the first documentary in the sense that it had never happened before, but it was a Netflix documentary and it followed an individual and they were like, did he do it? Didn't
Was it
he
The
do
Staircase? Because
no, that's very, very, very
oh,
recent. This was like...
This was in 2017. This one is Murder... Murder... Making a Murder.
Making a Murder. Yes. Yeah. That was... I think that was the first kind of... storyline in it, because see, there had been like true crime documentaries and stuff prior, but I think that was the first one that really entered the public discussion.
Yeah, it definitely went viral in that way where everyone knew about Making a Murder. It came out at a time, like you said, we were all watching Netflix and we were just binging things. Yeah, that one is still upsetting to me because even if you believe that, so Brandon Dassey is the young nephew, and we think, I mean, we pretty much know he didn't have anything to do with it, but they threw him in jail. So we know he is innocent and we need him out. And even if you think that his uncle, who his name is escaping me right now, if it's Brandon Dassey, but he has a different name, but he was wrongfully accused before, which makes it all so fascinating too. If you believe that, it's on the tip of my tongue, his name is Stephen Avery. If you believe that Stephen Avery is innocent or guilty, it really doesn't matter because they kind of proved to you in the documentary that the trial was not good. Like, the trial was botched in different ways. And so, like, really, he didn't get a fair trial either way. So even if he killed Teresa Hallback, he didn't get a fair shake at the trial, and he's in that small town of Minnesota where they all talk like this. They're like, I didn't have nothing to do with that murder. Like, they're very, like, small town Minnesota accent, just like farmers or farmers and like big property with lots of cars, like auto body mechanics, like just like minding their own business. And then here's Stephen Avery. He was accused. He was accused of sexually assaulting a woman. And then later with DNA evidence, it wasn't him. It was never him. So he got out of jail, and then Teresa Halbeck went missing and murdered. And there's some dubious things, like her car was discovered on their lot, on their property. But like I said, it's a big property, almost as if someone put the car there to frame him. Because they're like, oh, he went to jail before for a murder. And he was at that time suing the Manitowoc County Police, Sheriff's Department or whatever, because they wrongfully accused him. They wrongfully threw him in jail. So he had a lawsuit going, and then conveniently they had to settle the lawsuit so he could get thrown in jail for Teresa Halbeck's murder.
Wow.
Anyway, I act like you haven't heard the story, but I mean, I've listened to the podcast on top of it, and I've been like,
I see. Yeah,
really invested.
I did not really go through the whole thing. I remember it being talked about. I remember when it was popular. Well, not popular, but like, you know, was viral, as you say.
It had a moment, a cultural moment.
Cultural moment. But I don't think I have gone through it. So it's interesting to hear the story.
Well, yeah. And that's a problem. As I've said this a lot, it's my belief as a United States citizen that our justice system is not great, because like the real foundation of our justice system is supposed to be you are innocent until you are proven guilty beyond all reasonable doubt. Yeah. And nowadays,
which sounds so nice, but to actually put that in practice has
absolutely
proven to be not as accurate, not as upholding
as they want it to be. It's
right.
You could get on a jury and the jury be like, I pretty much think that guy's guilty. And I'm like, no, your burden of proof is it beyond a reasonable doubt?
Mm-hmm.
That means even if you have one little doubt, you're like, well, I don't want to throw an innocent man in jail or woman.
Right.
I don't want to throw an innocent person in jail.
Yeah, you have to know. It has to be like so beyond clear.
Right. And nowadays with the evidentiary proceedings, you're not hearing everything too.
Right.
They're like, let's not put that into evidence. Let's not allow that witness to testify. So the jury's only getting a fraction of the story. Then they have to solve the case or whatever. And it's like, it's all backwards. It's so backwards. Yeah.
It can be so tricky too, because then like if you think about something like sexual assault as well, and it's like there are some ways where they can like, you know, technically quote unquote prove it, but then there are other times too where it becomes, I guess, like a hearsay situation, which is so like
that's the worst.
Difficult.
Yeah, that's the worst one, because they're all bad. Right. Yeah. Everything is bad in that situation. But the worst one is when they vilify the victim on the stand because they want to get their client off, you know. So the lawyer's only doing their job, but they're saying, you victim of sexual assault, you've cried wolf before, or you're dramatic, or you have
it becomes just like a character
assassination.
It's assassination. Yeah.
Yeah. Character murder.
I haven't seen any of the trial going on right now with Johnny Depp. Have you seen any of that?
No. I have no idea what's going on there, other than it's on Twitter and Facebook all the time. And
yeah, I feel like with stuff like that, it's so tricky, because it's like I myself would rather just like leave it alone, because I can't imagine going through something like that at all in general, let alone, you know, you have these public figures that have to deal with it being broadcast, and, you know, it just sounds like it's such a toxic and tricky situation. It's like,
yeah,
man,
Well, and
I can't imagine.
Well, part of it too is, like you said, they're famous individuals, and so a lot of people are like, well, there's no way that Captain Jack Sparrow could do any wrong. And it's like, well, he's not on trial. It's Johnny Depp. And he's not, you know, just looking at pictures, because obviously I'm not reading the court proceedings or anything. I have no knowledge other than it's a fierce battle between these scorned individuals. On both sides, they're both claiming that the other one was the worst person, right? Like, and obviously I'm not taking a side here because I'm not in the room, and I was not in the room where they had these problems. But I'm looking at Johnny Depp and I'm like, you don't look so good, man. Like, I think there is alcohol and substance abuse in some way there. Like, just looking at him, I can see that there's issues in his life. A lot of famous people do struggle with things like that. So no judgment there. But when you bring in another individual, and he's also claiming that she has her problems and they were in the mutually abusive relationship, which may be true. I mean, you can't always say just because he's a man or just because she's a woman that they didn't both have their tactics in that relationship, but it's all messed right. up. It's all bad.
Yeah. I think that's what's so, I don't know. It's tricky with these high profile cases because first of all, the justice system is so tricky and, you know, fickle anyway, but then you add on top of that, the public opinion and the public discussion, and then, you know, things can spiral so far from there, and then, you know, it's hard to know what's true, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I am someone who likes to find out about things after the dust has settled a little bit.
Yeah,
just because I don't know, it would be so difficult anyway, and I know a million people are going through all kinds of things and hardships in the midst of all of that. So
right, yeah, it's, you know, tough because
it's not like it's tricky because on one hand, there's so many people going through situations that are potentially very similar to this. And these people are not special just because they are people that we know about. But at the same time, you know, maybe it is beneficial that, you know, these things are entering public discussion, and then maybe, you know, change can happen from there. But it's just so much gray space, and there's no real way to know until...
You never know until
behind you, I guess.
You know. Yeah, no, I know.
You know?
You know?
You know?
Don't you know that you never know until you know?